When the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation got the call last Monday that someone in Bethel had tested positive for COVID-19, it began mobilizing. Chief of Staff Dr. Ellen Hodges says that YKHC had been planning for that moment for weeks.
And it went very smoothly.
They began calling everyone they identified as having been within less than 6 feet for 5 to 10 minutes of the person who tested positive.
And we were able to reach out and contact the majority of them within the first 6 hours of getting that call.
The people contacted were asked to isolate at home for 14 days from the date of possible exposure. They were also asked to get tested for COVID-19. And since then, Hodges says, the quote, vast majority have. YKHC has made daily calls to each of them.
They're asked about symptoms. They're asked about how they're doing with their quarantine, and they're asked if they need anything.
Some people are isolating along with their household members, depending on the number of people in the house and their ability to isolate away from others. YKHC believes the person who tested positive contracted the virus while traveling outside the region. It says that person began self-isolating before the test result came back. Since confirming that first case, YKHC has increased its COVID-19 testing capacity. The Alaska Native Health Consortium has sent YKHC 4 rapid test machines that produce same-day results. Each machine came with 60 tests. YKHC's other tests take up to a week to get results because the samples have to be sent out. The same-day testing will be used in Bethel and some sub-regional clinics for use on cases that require immediate results.
So a good example might be an elderly person in a group setting would be a good example of somebody where it would be really important to know right away whether they're positive or negative.
YKHC has also expanded its testing criteria. It will now test anyone experiencing COVID-19 symptoms at the discretion of a healthcare provider. Also within the past week, YKHC received medical supplies from the Christian evangelical organization Samaritan's Purse, which donated hospital beds, disposable coveralls, patient gowns, surgical masks, and N95 masks. As YKHC's testing capacity and medical supplies have expanded over the past week, its ability to transport these materials has shrunk. With Ravenair gone and other airlines abbreviating their schedules, Hodges says YKHC has to look to alternatives to move materials and people.
So our travel management office has basically turned into a dispatcher for the region.
Village clinics require regular restocking, and the supply list has grown with the virus response. Also, patients need medication refills. Commercial cargo flights are covering the supply and medication shipments. But to transport patients, YKHC has to turn to expensive charters. Interim Public Relations Director Mitchell Forbes calls this option, quote, not a sustainable long-term solution. One-way charters can cost up to $2,000. Hodges stresses that YKHC's ability to respond to COVID-19 depends on how many people in the region get infected at once, and everyone has a role in flattening the curve, which is done by social distancing, not visiting with other households, washing hands, wearing face coverings in public, and disinfecting highly touched surfaces. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.